You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
It's Gold 905. Sounds good, feels good. We have a studio guest. He is our new Makan Kaki, Chef An of Bar Cecchetti. And it is a lovely Italian-style, intimate space where they serve delicious wines paired with pasta. So is there anything on your menu that you've come up with that you're particularly proud of?
There will be an Anolotti. There's like a 6 hours braised beef cheek. Mm-hmm. Then after that, we mince it and turn it into a filling. Then we wrap it up with your pasta sheet, just like a pillow.
Why are you most proud of that one?
Because some restaurant, they tend to get the skin too thick. For us, we do it very thin, very similar to a wonton like that.
Yes. So I love that, you know, you bring a little bit of your own local personality into the foods there. But tell me more about you and food. What gets you all fired up and excited about food?
My favorite food is actually Chinese food. I think partly it would be the wok hei.
That smokiness.
And umami.
Did you always want to be a chef?
Yes. It's fun cooking for customer. And end of the day, they appreciate your dish and you feel very happy.
So did anyone in your family at all influence your style of cooking or what you like to eat?
That would be my aunt and I would say my wife also. She loves to eat my prawn pasta. Fresh prawns from the market. Basically like olio olio, garlic, a bit of chili. A lot of garlic chips actually with olive oil and with some prawn stock. That's it.
Wow. And actually the simplest of ingredients and recipes sometimes produces the most delicious food.
Yeah, right.
So, Chef, what will you describe as the best meal you have ever had?
I think that would be my grandma's cooking.
Oh.
Yeah. Because my grandma, she's a very good cook. It's basically home cooking, like I'm Teochew. She'll cook her own version, like braised pork belly, tau yu ba, and chi with curry powder, and egg, and steamed fish. Then she'll remove the skin and put in a chiller. Let it sit down there for a half an hour and bring it out and just dip it with daojiao, chili.
Yeah, the fermented bean paste.
Yes,
chili.
Yeah, right.
Very punchy flavors, but also very clean because of the fish, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? My mouth is watering because these are the same childhood memories that I kind of hold on to. Stuff that you remember eating because someone dear to you and your family cooked for you.
Yes.
And if you want some delicious wines paired with delicious pastas, be sure to look Chef An up. He'll be in the kitchen. Bar Cecchetti, you will find it at number 10 Jiangchuan Road. That's where you should head and stay with us. In just a bit, we will get Chef An to recommend some of his favorite places to go out to eat at.
Mornings brought to you by the fluffy McDonald's Scrambled Egg Burger.